Mike King throws a chain around the frame of a broken-down golf cart. He's towing it back to his mechanic shop just a short distance away. The only thing is, we're not on a golf course. And his tow truck isn't a truck at all. It's also a golf cart. It just happens to have a towing mechanism welded to the back.
This particular car's had over 10,000 tow jobs in its lifetime. It gets worked hard. It's been very faithful and reliable.
Making sure golf carts are faithful and reliable is what Mike does. He and a business partner run Catalina Yamaha. It's one of two cart mechanic shops in Avalon, California. Avalon's a small town on Catalina Island where city regulations make golf carts the primary vehicles.
That's how the families get around over here.
In the early 70s, city leaders in Avalon feared that cars would take up too much valuable space in their small town. Avalon is situated in a small valley, and there's very little space to build. So, the city council mandated that vehicles must be under 10 feet long and 4.5 feet wide. Hence, the golf carts. The town is teeming with them, which makes the Yamaha shop crucial to the city. The garage is a small building tucked away on a side street off the main drag. It looks like an automotive shop in here. Golf carts on lifts, spare parts and tools spilling across the walls. It smells like oil and metal. In the corner, a sign reads, "The only thing that works on an old boat is its captain."
We just, felt the building was like a ship, so we wanted to give it some nautical charm and put up some sayings around the building just to keep you thinking.
Mike has sun-bleached hair and bright, friendly eyes. He walks calmly through the shop and hands a service checklist to his business partner and fellow mechanic, John Regalado. John's just found the problem with the scooter he's working on.
I can smell it, yes.
What are you smelling?
Old gas.
That pretty much sums John up. The type of guy who can just smell the problem. His black frame glasses rest on his furrowed brow as he examines an engine. A nearby speaker plays Ella Fitzgerald. After all, he tells me, it's Tuesday. That means big band and swing day.
Wednesday is usually rock and roll. Thursday is reggae. Friday is TGIF blues. And every now and then we'll throw in a little bit of bluegrass, which is my favorite.
These guys have their routine down. They've owned and operated the shop for 30 years. It all began when the shop went up for sale in 1983, and Mike saw a business opportunity.
Got into it for about a year and realized that I needed help and hired John on as a business partner.
And I was handy with a wrench because I worked on motorcycles all my life. And he called me up and says, "Hey, I got this business opportunity. Want to come join me?"
It's hard to hire somebody that doesn't have a stake in it. So I, give him a stake, and 30 years later, we're still going strong.
Avalon's relationship with the golf cart has grown over those 30 years. The sound of carts going by becomes familiar pretty quickly.
I think most people, golf carts are electric to them. So why the gas ones here?
Hills. Electric cars just don't last over here. I mean, there's all kinds of new versions of fancy, souped-up, new state-of-the-art electric cars, but basically they don't last. And everybody needs to be able to jump in their car and go.
They zip around in carts of various styles and colors, often adding personal flair to their ride.
But, people have all their own little homemade techniques to specialize their tops and windshields, and, some of the paint jobs aren't the highest quality, but, people love their cars. Golf cars, just like they love their automobiles.
Everybody wants fancy rims, stereo systems, graphics, dingle balls, license plate frames, chain steering wheels, you name it.
Yeah.
Whatever the cart may look like, whatever noises it makes, John and Mike are there to check in on it, year after year. People depend on them. And in that way, they're like parents to a big piece of island life.
Every car is like a child to me. Every time we build one, it's another child we've put out there, and we want to keep them strong and healthy. So when they come back 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years later, it's kind of like, oh, you poor thing, you've been neglected. Or we've seen some cars come in that are absolutely immaculate, and we pat them on the back and say, your owner's been good to you.
We try not to think of ourselves, more important than we are. But obviously, we keep the town rolling. People have said, "What would this town do without you guys?" And it's like, we understand. We keep things going, but we try not to make too much of a big deal out of it.
For KISL on Catalina Island, I'm Alex Ward.